Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's time to go one-on-one with DP. Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here is your host, Derek Pearson, brought to you by Canopy Street Market.
Yes, sir! On a Thursday, it is the opening day, opening night of NFL football. Two sleeps away from Beat the Zips week. Time to get it done at Memorial Stadium, a sea of red. The starter Heyman text line, 402-464-5685. If you want to be a part of what we're doing, hit us with a what's up. Fist bump, head nod, and welcome yourself into the conversation. Greatly appreciate it. You can follow on all the live video streams, Facebook, YouTube, X, Allo Channel 961. If you want to see what's going on, you can. Bach, go ahead. Let's do the Mulberry Reed and set the table.
Yeah, it is lunchtime, and lunchtime at the Ticket is sponsored by our friends at Mulberry Barbecue, now with two great locations at 11th in Cornhusker and at 61st in Apples Way, right off of Highway 2 by Lowe's. Both locations are open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Try their burnt-in sandwich, a brisket burrito, barbecue nachos, a full slab of ribs, a half-smoked chicken, and much, much more, plus incredible sides. Get fueled for lunch today or make dinner plans at Mulberry Barbecue, located at 11th in Cornhusker and at 61st in Apples Way, just off of Highway 2 by Lowe's.
Thank you, kind sir. And Jake Sorensen's on the way. We're going to get to these texts because, y'all, we were talking food, so we might as well stay down the food rabbit hole. Scooter from Roker said, just had spaghetti yesterday. Put everything together. Farley says this, cooking spaghetti, sauce, noodles, everything together stays in the pot straight into the refrigerator.
There you go. Yeah.
Heat it up. Like, but Kupsker says the thing that we were finding to be true. My girlfriend is the type that separates the sauce and the noodles. Becky is a separate the sauce and noodles woman. I am not. I will listen. And whoever is stuck to putting the food away, generally me, if I do it, together. If Becky does it,
and it's got to be like my wife does the same thing. So it's got to be like for the portion, the amount of sauce you maybe want on your spaghetti. And we don't care. It's just like, whatever, put it all together and it'll be fine no matter how it is. But I don't really understand why this, you know, why you would separate it.
Well, you're burning. And then also, Bach, do y'all have discussions over Tupperware versus paper plates?
Yeah, I've been there.
Right. Like listen, none of us want to do dishes. So why not use the paper plate and just throw it away? Like, and I know that's an adolescent man sort of thing to say out loud. But there are times when, quite frankly, and Bach, do you organize your Tupperware?
It is organized. I don't.
Becky literally threw a tantrum over the Tupperware not being matched to the top, and it was kind of so now. Oh, yeah. She did a full presentation of where everything was and how it was put together and making sure the lids match and throwing out the ones that miraculously is like the sock that goes through the dryer and never comes up, that the Tupperware that happens that where the top somehow disappears. Like, where are the tops going? I don't know. I don't know where the tops are going. Like, I'm like, it's Tupperware goes. That's what it's like, socks in the drawer. Like, it's just what happens. So it's a thing. It is, Eric says, you psychopath, separate your sauce. No. Well, yeah, we're psychopaths. I
could be.
I'm fair with that. I'm fair with that. Drumstick says I could eat like 8 manwiches right now. Drumstick, we just became like best friends. Manwich, and the difference between Sloppy Joe and Manwich, to call it Manwich, which is true to the brand, because not all Sloppy Joe mix is the same. And Manwich is made by unicorns and the Oompa Loompas from Willy Wonka. They have magic hands. Whoever puts their hands on whatever goes in a Manwich can, I fully disclosed this to Bach during the break, and Bach will confirm that I'm about that life. That the next time Becky goes on a trip by herself and I am left to my own devices, I will generally like Uber Eats or, you know, prepare a meal. She's hired Marcy from Sweet Things of Marcy to make our meals, which is good because it's healthy and it's made from scratch and everything is exceptional. But the next time Becky goes on vacation, full disclosure, I'm going to tell y'all when it happens. Because I'm going, this is what's going to happen. I'm going to get a 16 box of Steak-ems. Velveeta cheese, the block. So you have to slice it, right? Melt it, right? You need, don't do Cheese Whiz. Don't do that sort of thing. I'm going to get steak rolls, actually steak sandwich buns, right? I'm going to get 4 1-pound packages of ground beef. One for manwiches. That's 2 days of manwich. I'm going to get a hamburger helper, but I need the cheeseburger hamburger helper. And then spaghetti. But I'm going to get the Prego with the meat sauce. But you add that to the pound of ground beef anyway.
And the meat tastes like meat, yeah.
Say that, Bach. Say that. You want the meat to taste like meat. That's like you want the meat sauce to actually taste
just
like meat sauce.
Just in case something goes wrong with the meat.
Right.
It'll still taste like meat.
Right. And let me tell you, I don't know why hamburgers aren't good at home. You need to grill hamburgers. Mm. I can't take hamburgers in here. I need hamburgers and cheeseburgers straight off the grill. Like but I'm just telling you, that week of dining, that is the most bachelor dining week. And then just as Bach, as you said, I will have a case of ramen just to fill in the gaps. Right? Like, and I know that there are guys out there who eat ramen, but they do not eat one pack of ramen. That one pack, oh, that's cute. That's cute. You're just going to go one bag, right? And that pack, that spice pack. Bach, do we know what's in that spice pack? Any idea?
Just a lot of salt. I don't know what else. So much, like 80% of your daily is taking in the salt, I think.
Listen, she's going to come back, and I'm just going to be the guy on the couch. Like, she's going to come back. She goes, what have you done? What have you done to my husband? Because I try to eat better now. Mainly we're a byproduct. Husbands are a byproduct of their wives, you know, dietary thoughts and boundaries. And so I try to live with that. But Becky's a tiny woman, so you know, I'm trending towards tiny person food. But given the house to myself for a number of days. And I haven't had manwich hamburger helper in or ramen noodles in 15 years. 15 years. But this conversation has loved. Okay, see, this Kurt in Kentucky, you just said a thing. He just said a thing because he just hit grilled ham and cheese with a side of ramen. See, this is why we're friends. Bach, are you a grilled cheese? You're a grilled cheese person.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? What do you have with your grilled cheese? Chips? Tater tots?
I don't think I necessarily have tomato anything soup? Specific. Yeah, tomato soup kind of comes to mind.
Tomato soup?
Yeah.
Your thoughts on the adding the ham to the grilled cheese?
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, it makes it way better. Yeah, absolutely. Right?
Are you a grilled cheese on the Foreman guy, or are you a grilled cheese in the frying pan guy?
Frying pan's better. Foreman's easier. So depends on what's available.
Right? Like, it's true. But the Foreman grill allows, like, uniformity. But yeah. You have to clean the grilled cheese, like, when you're done. Like, it. Boat Anchor says, grill hot dog cut up and put in the ramen. That is a journey a lot of my friends have made. I have not jumped in that boat yet.
I think that, I mean, I add chicken. I'll add, you know, some like ground beef sometimes if it's there, I suppose. But hot dogs a little too far.
There are people. I mean, it really is a thing, right? I had teammates in college, but these are country boys. So this was kind of, you know, these were my Appalachia boys. Like, they were the first ones I saw do that. And I was like, whoa, what are you doing? What are you doing? I did have to change roommates. One of them put ketchup in.
Ooh. Oh, into the ramen?
Yeah. Yeah. Ugh. I was like, no, bro. Matt asked the question, are you prepping your grilled cheese with butter, margarine, or mayo on the bread? Now, this is this is what divides this country into thirds. This is literally what, because Kurt in Kentucky asked the very same thing. And I think this is, Texter 9531 said the very same thing. What goes on the outside of your grilled cheese, butter or mayo? Bach, when I tell you that this country is split in thirds about most things, grilled cheese is no exception. What do you do with your bread? Do you put butter on the bread or do you grill it as is?
Yeah, I put butter. I use butter. I'm not a mayo guy.
Though. On the outside?
On both sides, basically.
On both sides. So you four-side the butter.
Yeah.
Right? So you like having the butter melt into the toast.
Yes.
Right? You like that. There are people, and I'm not one of those people, but I'm not going to criticize the people that do, who use mayo because they said it adds crisp. To it. But the idea of grilling mayo makes my stomach do things. Right? Like, it makes, because you're not supposed to heat up mayo that way, right?
I don't think so. I don't like mayonnaise at all. I don't know about heating it up.
So are you a tuna? Are you a tuna guy?
No, don't eat tuna.
What do you put on your sandwich? What's the?
Like sliced ham, like you were saying earlier.
No mayo?
No.
Mustard?
No.
So you eat your sandwiches plain.
I like tomatoes specifically. So kind of that would be well,
I mean, that's close, right?
Yeah, that would be, yeah, something close to.
It's not tasting the mayo. It's the fact that you're grilling the mayo. Like, you're heating up the mayonnaise.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
A BetterHelp ad. Lewis Capaldi partnered with BetterHelp to get word out about how important therapy can be.
Or I struggle most weeks to like get up, get myself up and ready and go to therapy or, you know, whatever. Like, even like to open the laptop to talk to my therapist sometimes can be really difficult. But I do it because I realise how important it is for me to continue to feel good. Like, 'cause I felt the best I've felt in a long time through therapy.
Learn more about online therapy at betterhelp.com.
Right. And this is just this is how these are friends. Because they're literally, all three of them are texting the same thing at the same time. So it does not taste like mayo at all. I just have never done it. D-Train. Last voice I listened to last night on my way home from work. And the first thing I hear when leaving for work, thanks, DP, for all you do and make everyone in the station makes my 15-minute drive better. D-Train, appreciate having you in there. We spent some time celebrating Derek Thomas last night on the ticket weeknights. So Cups says, I don't eat steak or burgers unless they're grilled. Some might call it bougie, but I call it just being a man. I'm not against that. And quite frankly, I think red meat is better on the grill. I'm not always sure that's true with chicken. It depends on who's working the grill. What's worse is lasagna, heating up cottage cheese. Absolutely why I only eat lasagna the day it's made. Right? Texture. We don't have to know each other, DP. It's just a fact. Man, hey, listen, bro. It is a thing. It's still the thing. Texas says stir fry half a bag of frozen stir fry veggies and add a packet of ramen, no seasoning. Call it my ghetto lo mein. Pretty healthy aside from all the soy sauce I add. Sounds really good.
That's not too bad.
That sounds good. That sounds very good, actually. Well done, Texter. Well done. Man, that's good. Okay. Eric, that's a no for me, dog with a mayo. I just think that, I mean, you figured out early you didn't like mayo.
Yeah, I've just never gotten to it.
Yeah, it's there. Kirk in Northern Kentucky says frying pan, and he has to add three types of cheese. See, that's conceding the rest of your day then.
That's a lot of cheese, too.
You're adding three cheeses, bro. But there are people like it. I have a cousin who in his mac and cheese, he must have four cheeses.
Mm.
He must. And he is so proud of it. Once a month, he makes a video of him making his mac and cheese. And then another, like, so once he will do the mac and cheese in a pot, then he would do a baked mac and cheese, which is the game changer, because then it gets that hard, crisp top.
Oh, yeah.
And then he cuts it in squares, and the cheese just pulls. And I'm not sure what scientifically that does, but it's an absolute thing. I'm not sure that. Yeah. Texas says, yeah, it's the kids who throw away the lids. Those are the two things that I just cannot keep. I cannot keep the socks together. Even if I tie them together before I put them in the laundry, a sock is going to go missing. It just goes off into, I mean, the aliens come in, they like laughing at us, so they take the single sock and keep it moving. But the other side of it is Tupperware lids. I've never once just taken the meal without the lid, and I've never once put the bottom and the lid in the dishwasher separately. Never once. And it is constantly, Buck, you go to pull, where's the top? Where did the top go? And then Becky just, she just reaches a point where she's like, I just can't. I can't look at this anymore every time I open this. And you have your own Tupperware, like, storage space,
mm-hmm.
right? She opens it, and they all come tumbling out.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Even if I've stacked them perfectly, they come tumbling out.
And they're all, it's funny because they're all square, or, you know, just different shapes. But the square ones don't match up with the other square ones. They're like some different squares. I don't know.
It's the same space. How is that even possible? You make the same shape with a different depth.
Yeah.
And the same lids, and it should work. It should act like Tupperware. Y'all need to get together that no matter what depth the container has, it has the same top. So yeah. The lids should transfer. $1 million idea. Texture says, Manwich is 100 times better the day after you make it. Oh. See, y'all have set me on the Manwich thing now. Like it's going to be unforgettable. I'm on board. There's the thing. Speedo says, is this sports radio or the food channel? Both. It's what he didn't hear the disclaimer. He did. He doesn't listen to the disclaimer. Like, what do I have to say it again? One-on-one is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. I literally go down a rabbit hole. We stayed on the rabbit hole. We're just friends talking. For 18 hours a day, you can get sports 7 days a week. For a couple of those hours, we may go down the rabbit hole and talk food or life or dentists or traffic. Or shoes. Just depends on the day. Buckle in. Just go with us, bro.
I don't think we're ready for that traffic conversation. After the trip to Kansas City and then lately here in Lincoln.
6 hours.
Oh, my goodness.
6 hours.
Yeah.
6 hours. Well, the beauty of it is that the Huskers are home for the next few weeks. And you don't have to worry about it. If the traffic's bad, you know who did it. You know who did it. And it because it's Akron and Houston Christian, I would imagine that the opponent traffic pool will be substantially smaller. I need to find out. I need to ask Keith Mann how many tickets both groups bought. Mm. Right? That Akron, I can't imagine Akron passing the 6,000 that Cincinnati limited themselves to.
I say, isn't that what it's around, like 5,000 generally?
I don't know. I don't know what I need to ask. I need to have somebody check that and find out what the visitor's allotment is. But also that some of those become, if they're unpurchased, they're returned to the pool, and then people get a chance to buy them on game day, and they're not terrible seats, the opponent seats. So I would think that if you have like nosebleeds, that if you're given the opportunity to buy the opponent seats, that I would think that the mutual agreement is that those visitor seats aren't terrible.
It's interesting. My dad always took me down to where the visitors were. We like to size up the opponent team. Yeah. You know, there's such a big line to get into, obviously, for the tunnel walk and to see the Huskers. But you can go pretty much. There's not enough people, right, from the visiting team. You can go kind of see them. And especially when it's Ohio State or Wisconsin or somebody, it can be kind of interesting. It seems to be good players.
Yeah, I mean, that wouldn't be a terrible idea. Like, if you're going to the games, especially once you get to Big Ten. You know,
time. Yeah.
And I usually, on the games, of course, we do the pregame. And then I will go down to the stadium, probably, you know, 90-minute mark, because I will go to the visitor side. It's getting, I know what Nebraska looks like.
Yeah.
So I will go to the visitor side of the tunnel. I'll come down that way, and I'll stand where they run out onto the field to do their warming and stretches, just to see kind of the vibe and hear what they're talking about. And a lot of times you get to hear them talking about Nebraska. You get to hear them talking about Memorial Stadium. You get to hear them talking about the crowd. And sometimes it's really interesting to hear what, you know, the Ohio States, the Michigan say about Nebraska fans and what they say about, you know, the stadium. So it's always, and then I will then go down to the Nebraska side and then go up to the booth. It depends. But I can't imagine. I don't know what the Houston Christian alumni base would be. Right? You would think that, you know, some parents, like parents will show up. But for a team of 105, and again, you're not, they're not all traveling, right? You bring 80, 75 players on the road, that parents and families, four tickets, but that's, you know, 300 tickets. How many tickets will Akron and Houston Christian occupy? And we'll try to do that. White Sharpie, you just said, okay, Bach, I'm going to need your help with this one. He says, have you ever tried a cucumber and peanut butter sandwich?
No.
Yeah, that would be, that's a no. That's a no.
Not interested.
That's a no. Cupsker asked, what's the craziest food combo? Well, there it is. He said he tried instant potatoes, ranch, and a can of tuna. Sounds atrocious, but surprisingly good. You're not the only person I've known that's ever done that. They take the seasoning, the dry seasoning, and put it with tuna. So people just don't like mayo. But the ranch flavor replaces some of it, the need for actual ranch dressing. I dated a woman who her go-to was tuna, a dab of ranch dressing, and rice, and egg. And she'd mix it all up, and that was her daily lunchtime. She prepped it every day. She was a fitness person. So that was kind of the space. 4 cheese baked mac and cheese with brisket in it. Man, you said a thing, Latex. You said a thing. You said a thing. Brian says, oh, yes, the dreaded organizing of the Tupperware drawer. And our 2-year-old will pull everything out so they collapse and end up all over the floor. I feel your pain. Yep. D-Train asked the question. Y'all ever eat cold pizza for breakfast? Not since college.
I don't even get that.
Not since college.
It can be fine, but especially cold, like lukewarm. I'd rather heat it up.
Right.
Cold, gross. I can't do it.
No, in college, only because I was okay. Friday night in a college town as a college student, the life will sort of take you and do things with you. And you wake up Saturday morning to get up and go to a 12 o'clock football game. Well, you probably had pizza coming back from the bar. And there's some leftover. Now, you don't want to go empty stomach to another game. One, because what happens once you start getting to the game? But what's your pregame? More beer. More beer. So you better put something in it. And you didn't have time. And again, there are people who were pre-microwave. So you're going to take the time to put it in the oven a little before heated up to get it edible? Or do you just grab a slice and walk and go? I understand. It's not my thing. I understand. We're toward the break. Come back. We have goodies. I talk about the lunchtime hour. Bach, it's lunchtime. We will go down that path when we come back to 1-on-1.
Download our app by searching 93.7 The Ticket in your app store. You're listening to 1-on-1 with DP on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
A BetterHelp ad. Lewis Capaldi partnered with BetterHelp to get word out about how important therapy can be.
And I struggle most weeks to like get up, get myself up and ready and go to therapy or, you know, whatever. Like even like to open the laptop to talk to my therapist sometimes can be really difficult. But I do it because I realise how important it is for me to continue to feel good. Like, 'cause I felt the best I've felt in a long time through therapy.
Learn more about online therapy at BetterHelp.com.